This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Ohio University is investigating 44 possible cases of plagiarism by current and former engineering graduate students.
That's a line we copied word for word from the Chronicle of Higher Education. Here's the story in our own words. Ohio University's College of Engineering is examining dozens of graduate student theses. Old papers turned out to resemble one another. From member station WOUB, Fred Kite reports on the student who exposed the scandal.
2 years ago, Tom Maturka was enrolled at Ohio University trying to get a master's degree in mechanical engineering when he got into a dispute with his advisor. The advisor had some problems with Maturka's thesis proposal. That prompted the 38-year-old student to go to the school library to look up other theses to try to determine what he'd done wrong. Maturka was startled at what he found. Many of the papers contained obvious examples of plagiarism. He says in one case, more than 50 pages had been copied, and in another, 14 pages, including typos. As he pursued his inquiry, Maturka says he also found evidence that professors in the College of Engineering and Technology had condoned the use of unoriginal and uncited material.
The basis of all of this is integrity and credibility of a degree from OU. I never imagined that this type of thing would be happening in a graduate program at a reputable, accredited university.
Tom Maturka reported his findings to Ohio University officials, earning him a label of whistleblower. Others, though, attacked Maturka as a student with a grudge because his thesis proposal was rejected. Dennis Irwin, dean of the College of Engineering, doesn't pass judgment on Maturka's motivations, but he does confirm that at least 7 of the 44 cases Maturka uncovered are plagiarism. Both Dean Irwin and the school's provost are coordinating investigations into the cases. The dean is also reminding students and faculty of the seriousness of plagiarism and the necessity of academic honesty. To do this, the college is providing information about just what constitutes plagiarism and explaining how violations can be avoided. But Dean Irwin says he's getting pushback from some students.
Where someone will say, well, it's on the web in such and such a place, so it's public domain, and I can use it. Well, even public domain information shouldn't be copied verbatim. And so in those cases, we've stopped that.
In addition, the college has moved to require electronic submission of theses and dissertations and is using computer software to screen for possible plagiarism.
Those tools have been around probably 7, 8, 10 years now, but they are being adopted with increasing frequency by colleges and universities.
Doug Letterman is editor of Inside Higher Ed, an online daily publication.
If you go to almost any college website now, there's a page that tries to advise professors about how to identify plagiarism and talks about the possible causes and the ways to try and identify it.
Letterman has covered higher education for 20 years and says plagiarism is a growing problem on college campuses across the country. Ohio University says those found guilty of minor infractions could be forced to correct and resubmit their work. Major infractions could cause a delay in graduation, or if a student has finished school, a revocation of their degree. While Tom Maturka calls the university's response a step in the right direction, he says the school waited a long time before doing anything at all, and he wants all theses checked for plagiarism before a degree is offered. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.